This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating new patient office visit on Alexandra Gooden, Goody, last name Goody, G-O-O-D-E, first name Alexandra, date of birth is 2701, and date of visit is 6/26/23. This is a very pleasant 22-year-old Caucasian young girl who's here for a prescription for Vyvanse, period. History of presenting illness. This patient was seeing Dr. Duduk for Vyvanse prescription, period. She has a history of ADHD since her freshman year in school, and she was prescribed Vyvanse at that time, but she said that she did not take it regularly and did not need it regularly at that time, period. But when she moved to Texas A&M, she noticed that she did need them since her classes were more difficult. She has been on Vyvanse now for 2 years. She's on Vyvanse 30 milligrams a day, period. Her last prescription was obtained on May the 3rd for 30 tablets, period. She says that after she finished her exams this past month, she did not take any for 2 or 3 weeks. Now she started school back, and when she tried to get the prescription refill, she realized that Dr. Duduk was not refilling them anymore. Past medical history. Denies any major medical illness like hypertension, diabetes, heart problems, seizures, asthma, and so on, period. Past surgical history, she said all 4 tooth, wisdom tooth extraction in 2022, September of 2022. Social history, she's single, full-time student at Texas A&M. Used to smoke until 2020. Even then, she was just an occasional smoker, does not smoke anymore. Alcohol use, she does drink on weekends, maybe 2 drinks. Denies illicit drug use, does take Vyvanse 30 milligrams a day. Preventive measures, she's had a flu vaccine in December of 2022. Cannot recall even meningococcal vaccine, period. OBGYN history, Gravida 0, Para 0. She does have an IUD for birth control reasons. She says her periods are always heavy, and she also has intermenstrual bleeding, but was told that it was secondary to ovarian cyst by her GYN provider before the IUD was inserted, period. She's had the IUD for 2 years now, period. Review of systems. Head denies any headache, dizziness. Eyes denies any problem with vision. ENT denies any sore throat, difficulty swallowing, or ear pain. Neck denies any masses. Pulmonary denies cough, shortness of breath. Cardiovascular denies chest pain, palpitations, or dizziness. Abdomen denies any, GI denies any abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea. GU denies any problem with urination. GYN, as above, heavy periods and intermenstrual spotting. Does get a period every month though. CNS denies any problem with headache, seizures, difficulty in denies any weakness in arm and lower extremities. Musculoskeletal denies any joint pains. Psychiatric denies any anxiety, does have some anxiety, denies depression, denies suicidal tendencies or ideas. On exam, patient is 5 feet 8 inches tall, weight is 150 pounds, blood pressure is 104/70, pulse 77 per minute, pulse ox 99%, temperature 96.7, BMI 23. He's right-handed. Allergies, no known drug allergies. On exam, patient is very slender and pleasant. Head nomocephalic, ENT, no evidence of acute infection in the throat or ears. Eyes, PERLA, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, JVP not distended, lungs clear, heart S1, S2, no wheezing, bronchi at all. Heart S1 and S2 with regular sense to them.
No gallops or murmurs. Abdomen soft, not tender, all sounds normal. Extremities no edema. CNS grossly intact.
Assessment ADHD. Next is IUD in situ. History of IUD in situ. Plan. We'll get basic fasting CBC, CMP, lipids in the lab. We'll get a urine drug screen. We'll get an EKG done. We'll schedule patient for connectivity testing. She'll return to the office in 2 to 3 weeks for follow-up on all labs and prescription at that time period.